Despite criticism from some local residents, the Hillsborough County Commission today voted 6-1 to support an arbitrator's report that will cost over $100,000 to remove traffic calming devices from Carrollwood Village. Local resident Jennifer Fritsch disagrees with some of the recommendations by arbitrator Wilson Lorenz that include removing traffic signs and speed bumps.
We just feel it needs to be re-looked at, and we're just asking for you not to approve this report until it shows definitive changes that will end this controversy. I know y'all are ready for it to end, and I've been working on it since November very wholeheartedly, and I'm ready for it to end as well. But we would like to see this just a lot more defined answers to this problem.
Bill Roberts urged that the board defer action on the report because he said that though the consultant's report addresses a number of issues, it makes recommendations for only a few of those.
For example, it does not address previous recommendations of the Department of Public Works with regards to the intersection of North Village and Carrollwood Village Run. I don't know and cannot tell from the consultant's report if the Public Works recommendations for that intersection are in fact going to be implemented.
Ann Keelig also said she wanted the board to defer actions.
I think his findings accurately reflected the conditions out there, the concerns that the residents have, but his recommendations are very, very vague, not specific enough, and they really put this issue, for the most part, back in the hands of county staff.
There are 21 specific points listed for recommendation in the report. Commissioners Ken Hagen and Jim Norman both asked Mike McCarthy, the director of the county's Traffic Services Division, if he agreed with the criticism at all of the report. McCarthy said he did not. Commissioner Mark Sharp then expressed dissatisfaction with the report, but McCarthy disagreed.
There's a way to make a street so safe. I mean, by putting up so many signs and so many speed humps that, yeah, you're not going to have any issues with pedestrians being injured, but you're going to make it very difficult to traverse. I'm not saying that's what you did, but some of the citizens in some of the areas had a real challenge with that. So you go back and we have this situation with binding arbitration, but now the report comes back and it's still, in some areas, vague. And I think you've even acknowledged that the report itself might be vague, but you're going to fill it with more detail.
No, sir, I don't acknowledge that. I don't feel the report is at all vague.
Okay, so you...
What I said was, I will produce a work program detailed enough for the citizens to understand item by item, but that is exactly what we always do to assure that the construction staff does exactly what it is that we want, because these are complicated things to tell someone to go out and do, because there are standards that are associated that could be interpreted different ways if you don't tell them precisely.
Right.
And McCarthy said he didn't think much of the criticism from the residents at today's meeting.
I understand that the people that spoke today are not satisfied with the specifics of what they wanted being included in the arbitrator's recommendation. They did not get all that they wanted specifically, being very familiar with what each of them, I think, wanted.
Before commissioners voted to approve the report, Chair Ken Hagen summarized the scenario.
The process is consistent with what took place in original Carrollwood. According to Mr. McCarthy, he does not believe the recommendations are vague. He's recommending approval. And again, after 6 months, when they finish the changes and the removals, we'll have an opportunity, the county will again have an opportunity to review the plans, improve, make changes if necessary. So, and I appreciate you very much working with the concerned citizens that are not happy with the arbitrator's ruling and think it should have gone further and are unclear on some of the issues. And to the extent that you can, help them.
Yes.
With that and work with them, I know we very much appreciate it.